The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we do have some new material this time around. One of the world's greatest ever fossil finds is coming to Raleigh, and the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit will call the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences home. If someone in your family is a dinosaur fan or fanatic, this exhibit is where they'll want to be, but it won't be anytime soon. The museum is going to expand to house the exhibit with a grand opening set for fall 2022. So, what is the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit? Well, one is the world's first complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton, and the second is a Triceratops. The fossils were found in Montana, and both were found buried in the same spot. The name of the exhibit, Dueling Dinosaurs, comes from paleontologists' theory that the two dinosaurs fought to the death on that site a little while ago, like 67 million years ago. The exhibit is a state-of-the-art public lab, and visitors to the Museum of Natural Sciences and viewers over the Internet will get to watch a team of scientists work to uncover more secrets buried for millennia. The SECU Dino Lab, sponsored by the State Employees Credit Union, will offer educational outreach to North Carolina school children and hands-on opportunities. Bank of America is the worldwide educational sponsor of the Dueling Dinosaurs and will support live streaming from the SECU Dino Lab, where researchers will be undertaking specimens in full view of the public. The result will be the largest public paleontology project in history, all at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. And speaking of museums, another popular children's triangle train, Santa Train, has fallen victim to the pandemic. The Museum of Life and Science's Santa Train won't roll along Ellerby Creek Railway this year because of COVID-19. But the Museum of Life and Science leaders are pulling together a new holiday event for families who want to continue the tradition of celebrating the season at the Durham Museum. Spacing and safety guidelines won't allow the museum to do the traditional face-to-face Santa experience, which was a big part of the Santa Train. The museum has held the event for more than four decades. Plans are being finalized for holidays in the park, an event that will include strolls through the indoor and outdoor spaces of the museum, where there will be lots of holiday lights along the pathways and in the trees and different exhibits. The event will take place on evenings in December and is designed to ensure there is safe physical distancing between groups. For more information, check out the museum's website, lifeandscience.org. Don't expect any public events in Raleigh through March 31st next year. City Council has moved to cancel any special events through the end of March. As we all know, Raleigh has seen a number of public events canceled this year, and this is an extension of that, all being caused by the pandemic. Most or all concerts at indoor and outdoor venues were shut down, as were events like J. Cole's Dreamville Music Festival, the State Fair, Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, Raleigh's Christmas Parade, First Night, Raleigh's New Year's Eve celebration, and many, many others too numerous to mention. Not only did we miss out on the entertainment of and fun of all these events that they would have provided, but the financial impact has been enormous. For example, canceling the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival meant a loss of at least $18 million. That's how much festival goers would have spent during the festival, money that would have gone to local bars, restaurants, hotels, on-street vendors, event workers, and many, many others. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. And the phone number there, 919-560-3030. All right, Saturday, December 5th, Al Strong in Trio. Al Strong and Trio. This is a free virtual event at 11 a.m. Strong and his dynamic ensemble demonstrate the fundamental components at work when a band protects the melody of a song with groove. This highly interactive performance provides an in-depth look at what makes a group of musicians sound like one voice, able to bend and shape the sound of music through subtle spontaneity. Then Saturday, January 2nd, it's the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble's Sound in Motion. This event is celebrating its 37th season. The group has produced many award-winning dancers, including Michelle Dorrance, Jason Janis, and Jared Grimes. This year's annual show, Sound in Motion, features all 41 members of the company, ages 8 to 18, along with guest artists and company alumni. The performance starts at 7. Saturday, January 16th, Casey Neese, Muggle Magic. This is a free virtual event at 11 a.m. Join Professor Casey Neese on loan from the Ministry of Non-Magical Studies as he takes your students on a fun-filled program full of science and magic. Learn how non-magical folk emulate magic with the power of science, including levitation, color-changing potions, potential and kinetic energy, singing rods, and much more. That's Saturday, January 16th, 11 a.m., a free virtual event. Then Sunday, January 24th, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You Live. Jack Douglas, better known as Jax Films Online, is turning his popular series Yesterday I Ask You into a live game show. That starts at 7:30 on Sunday, January 24th. Tuesday, January 26th, The Movement, an a cappella musical that is a virtual performance at 10 a.m. An original work composed by Kathy D. Harrison that tells the story of the children and teens in Alabama who stood against racial injustice in 1963 and, in the process, changed American history. Through harmonious singing, rhythmic step dance, and narrative scenes, this civil rights story illuminates the courage of young Americans. Monday, February 1st, it's February 1. This is a virtual event at 10 a.m. On this remarkable day, February 1st, in the year 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts the Greensboro Four as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter in North Carolina. The restaurant refused service to patrons of color. This demonstration is considered one of the pivotal moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. Wednesday, February 3rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Conventional wisdom has it that Amy Grant put contemporary Christian music on the map, becoming the first CCM artist to have a platinum record, the first to hit number one on the pop charts, and the first to perform at the Grammy Awards. Saturday, February 6th, is Donna Washington. This is a free virtual event at 11 a.m. A highly animated performer, Donna Washington has a long history of entertaining, educating, and inspiring audiences with her vocal pyrotechnics, elastic face, and deep characterizations that bring folklore, literary tales, and personal narratives to life. Again, that's Saturday, February 6th, Donna Washington, a free virtual event at 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 10th at Carolina Theater, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. This is a virtual performance at 10 a.m. For over 20 years, Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger have used paper mache, cardboard, bamboo, old house paints, cloth, and other junk to create incredible giant puppets, masks, shadow plays, and spectacular performances for all ages. This presentation of art and the magic of masks and puppetry through award-winning puppeteer artists will deliver super fun exploration of movement and an interactive engagement for all ages. Wednesday, February 24th, it's Exploring Hip-Hop and Music History with Jonathan Blanchard. This is a virtual performance at 10 a.m. This interactive program, including Jonathan Blanchard and his band, chronicles the evolution of American music from work songs to hip-hop, exploring all the elements that make up the essence of American music. They'll explore the roots of hip-hop music and cultural climates of the past that laid the groundwork for today's popular music. All right, let's check out the lineup at Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. All right, Saturday, November 28th, it's a virtual Christmas with the Griswolds. Light up your holidays and join Christmas favorite couple, Ellen and Clark Griswold, for this virtual salute to the holiday classic National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase, who played Clark, and Beverly D'Angelo, who played Ellen, lead audiences through this live event as they share fan favorite clips from the movie, reveal their favorite memories from the making of the Vacation franchise, and answer your questions in a live audience Q&A. This is a live streaming event through Zoom. Then Saturday, December 12th, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. This is a virtual performance. Sunday, December 13th, Jagged Live in New York City, a Broadway reunion concert. For the first time in nearly 10 months, the Broadway cast of the 15-time Tony Award-nominated musical Jagged Little Pill is reuniting on stage for one night only in a special performance live from New York City. In the spirit of the vital Save Our Stages movement that has risen during this time, this concert event directly supports our nation's most vulnerable venues experiencing catastrophic revenue loss during this time of suspension for live arts. Then looking into next year, early next year, Tuesday through Sunday, January 26th through the 31st, the band's visit. Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th at DPAC, Escape to Margaritaville. Thursday, February 11th, funny man Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, it's Pretty Woman, the musical. Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st, To Kill a Mockingbird. Then Friday, April 16th, Chris Tucker. All right, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. They've scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. It all starts at 8 each performance. Details about upcoming events available by calling the Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. And once again, most all of the schedule is through streaming. I will go into and some information about events if it's supposed to be held live. So, in that vein, let's start out with Saturday, December 5th. It's Zool Bailey plays Rachmaninoff, streaming. Also streaming Saturday, December 12th, the Kruger Brothers. String event Saturday, December 19th, Holiday Pops with Jingles the Elf. Wednesday, December 23rd, Holiday Pops with the North Carolina Symphony, also a streaming event. Friday, December 25th, the Nutcracker from the Carolina Ballet, streaming. Saturday, January 16th, Musician's Choice, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Musicians pick favorites to spotlight their virtuosity with works including Mozart's Oboe Quartet. Thursday, January 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Then scheduled for Fletcher Opera Theater on Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. The off-Broadway hit comedy is a one-man fusion of theater and stand-up and is a light-hearted theatrical comedy based on the New York Times number one best-selling book. Also a live event, Friday, January 29th, Jelly Siskoko and Kyra Ba, featuring Tony Williamson. This is a Pinecone event hailing from a long line of Senegalese musicians and storytellers known as griots. Siskoko made the transatlantic move to Pittsburgh with his wife almost a decade ago. Shortly afterward, he formed the band Kyra Ba with the aid of some native Piedmont musicians. This is scheduled for Fletcher Opera Theater. Then Thursday through Sunday, February 4th through the 7th, it's Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. This is with the Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, February 13th, Valentine's Romance and Tango streaming event with the North Carolina Symphony, as are some of the many of what's else on the schedule right now. Saturday, February 27th, Famous Overtures, the Symphony with a streaming event. Thursday, March 4th, now scheduled, Franco Escamilla. Friday and Saturday, March 5 and 6, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, a symphony streaming event. Then live Friday, March 12th, an R-rated magic show. Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from Carolina Ballet. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, March 19 and 20, Swing and Blues with Byron Stripling streaming. Friday and Saturday, March 26 and 27, Gershwin and Dvorak, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Well, Raleigh Parks has reached an agreement with Santa Claus's North Pole headquarters to arrange a phone call from Santa Claus for local children ages 2 to 10 years old. Experience this memorable moment this holiday season with a personalized phone call from Santa. The phone calls, costing $5, will be made December 8th, the 10th, the 15th, and the 17th. You register each child individually by time slot online via RecLink. The website is reclink.raleighnc.gov/start. You'll receive a phone call during the time slot you registered for. For additional information, check the city's website, raleighnc.gov. And there are a number of outlets offering similar calls. Just search phone calls from Santa or Santa phone calls, and believe me, a number of potential websites will pop up. The North Carolina Transportation Museum is canceling its popular Polar Express for this year. In a press release, the museum called it a difficult decision. The press release also said the North Carolina Transportation Museum is currently open with capacity limitations for exhibit buildings, while train and turntable rides are suspended. Uncertainty remains regarding limits to museum operations over the next 3 months, including the ability to offer an on-site train ride. The annual event is the museum's largest fundraiser, and more than 60,000 people travel to the museum over those 22 event days for a reenactment of the beloved Christmas story during a train ride. Both Pullen Park's Holiday Express and Meadow Lights in Benson have also canceled. The New Hope Valley Railway in southern Wake County, though, is doing Santa rides, and a number of train rides are scheduled for the remainder of the 2020 season, including the popular Santa's Reindeer Roundup Express. A complete listing of events, dates, and times is available at triangletrain.com/schedule. Ticket refunds will be issued if a ride is canceled due to government mandates. And in checking three of the local clubs, Lincoln Theater, Poor House Music Hall, and the Ritz, only the Ritz has an event listed for the rest of this year. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. It'll be streamed on Saturday, December 19. This virtual event, obviously not at the club. Okay, the Clayton Center. The phone number there, 919-553-1737. The following event is streamed live on YouTube on Wednesday evening, starting at 7. And that's November 25th, Giving Thanks live stream compilation. The program features highlights from some of the favorite pandemic live stream concerts. At Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, Jazz Live Concert Series, Saturday performances at 7:30. All concerts feature internationally renowned Steinway artist and jazz pianist Lenore Raphael. Concert dates, February 6th, with special guest Howard Paul, and the other one is set for April 17th. Then Apex also has the Classical Concert Series with Sunday performances at 3. Those dates currently, February 14th, March 21st, and June 6th. As with all events that are currently scheduled, please contact the venue to make sure it has not been canceled because of COVID-19. All right, looking at the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series in Cary, this is its 20th season, and it takes place at Cary Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. Friday, January 22nd, it's Blue Jupiter. This is a free online event. This group is the cutting edge of a cappella, soaring pop and Broadway leads, tight harmonies, unbelievable beatboxing, and most importantly, nothing else. No instruments, no DJ, no tracks, no calories, no carbs, just real voices and nonstop energy. Then at the Cary Arts Center on Saturday, February 20th, Yolanda Rabin, and again, a free online event. Yolanda Rabin is a fierce performer whose versatility allows her to master all styles of music. No matter which song Yolanda is singing, her renditions are superb, packed with emotion, and sung with a velvety tone from the depths of her soul. Her shows are engaging, full of passion, and include contemporary jazz, blues, folk, pop, and even gospel. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available also as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.